Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Someone you love has served in the armed forces. Tell us about it. Brag on a veteran.
Hi, my name is Allison from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'd like to brag on my husband, Jake, who is a veteran of the U.S. Army. He retired and dual med boarded with 100% disability from the Army a couple years ago, but he hasn't let that slow him down. He still takes care of our family every day. We're super proud of him and couldn't be more grateful for the life that he's provided his two little kids and myself. He's wonderful. We're proud of his service. Happy Veterans Day, hon.
Hello, Bert Show. My name is Carla, and I am calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia. I would like to shout out my dad, retired Chief Warrant Officer 3, Carol Lawrence. My dad served proudly in the Air Force and the Navy and is a 5-time cancer survivor. Not just 5 times, but 5 different cancers. My family is blessed to still have him with us at the young age of 83, and he still puts on his uniform with pride each Veterans Day at church. He is the rock of our family and is loved by many. So if you could please shout out my dad again, Chief Warrant Officer 3, Carol Lawrence. Thank you.
Hey, Bert Show, this is Brandon. I'm going to brag on my little brother, Gary Stone. He's a beast of a Marine. I couldn't be more proud. He served 10 years. I mean, honestly, he did everything he ever wanted to do, saw the world. I couldn't brag anymore about him. Now he's out, and he's going to law school. I mean, he's doing big things with his life. I just want to say I love you, baby Gary, and I appreciate everything you did. Happy Veterans Day to all veterans. Thank you.
My name is Caitlin. I'm a huge P1, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for doing this Veterans Day shout-out. It is so incredible and so important, and I really just want to shout out my hubby, Troy, today for being, he's in the Army for 6 years, and he's been in the Air Force now forever, and he was deployed and gone on different missions a lot last year. It was a really tough year for him, for our daughter, for me, going through a lot of trials, but he persevered, we all did, and I am just so proud of you for everything that you do, honey, not only for our family, but also for our country, and I am just so incredibly grateful to be your wife. So proud of you. You inspire me and Callie every day. I love you big.
To all veterans, thank you so much for your service. Happy Veterans Day from The Bert Show.
Starting to see it more and more now. People just giving up on the booze, man, including our producer, Rebecca.
Hi, my name's Rebecca, and I've been sober for 1 year.
Hi, Rebecca.
What is your secret?
Right, share.
Alcoholism.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good one.
A lot of people ask me, why'd you decide to stop drinking? And usually I'm like, oh, I didn't feel like it really served me. Mm. You know, I'm just doing it for my health, like try to sleep better. But the real truth is, I had a drinking problem.
Really?
Mm. I did.
And was there one tipping point on a night where you're like, okay, now it's time to stop? Or was it a slow build?
Yes. So I never had a problem consecutively drinking. Like, I was not the person who was drinking every night. I honestly probably only drank, like, once, maybe twice a week. But my problem was when I drank, I would never know when to stop. Mm-hmm. I was a huge binge drinker.
Did you not know, or did you know and you just decided to say screw it when you were at that time of like, okay, one more is going to put me over the edge? Or did you really not know?
I knew.
Yeah.
I did know. Same. I knew. I knew my limits. I kept pushing my limits. And the thing with having a problem is that it's progressive. So things just start to get worse. And I would have times where I was like, okay, that was kind of crazy. I'm going to be sober for a while. And I would be sober for weeks. And then I would just jump right on the bandwagon mm-hmm. again. And I would hit it even harder. And it was turning less fun and becoming more honestly dangerous, because my rock bottom was I woke up one night after drinking. I didn't remember anything from the night before. I had no idea where I was. Mm. And I realized that a bartender from the bar had taken me home because I was so drunk and I was alone. And he wanted to make sure I was safe.
And you don't remember getting in a car. You don't remember him dropping you off, taking you to bed, nothing.
I remember saying goodbye to my friends that I was going to stay out because this was something I did. I would stay out past my friends because I wanted to drink and meet new people and talk and be wasted, basically. And I don't remember anything after that. He was really nice. He was gay. He took me home. He laid me on the couch. He gave me a blanket. He put 30 Rock on because I asked him to. Like, it was like the sweetest thing ever. And I woke up and I was like, I don't have my phone. I left it in an Uber. I can't do this again. Like, this is not working. Mm-hmm. I know that I cannot drink in moderation. Mm. I have to just commit to being sober. And I have for a whole year, which is crazy. Who'd have thought? Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at me. I'm pretty sure it's a year because my sober app, I accidentally changed it to seconds and I'm not sure how to change it back. So
you know how many seconds you've been sober?
Yeah, like so far, it's like 35 million seconds or something.
Yeah, that's way more impressive than a couple of months, than a year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been exactly a year.
How challenging was it for you in the beginning as opposed to how it is to not do it now?
Honestly, I was so scared by what happened that at the beginning it wasn't hard. It got harder months later because you go through it and you're like, wow, like I'm pretty good at this. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good at being sober. Maybe I could have a drink. That's what you think to yourself. You're like, I've been doing so well. I could probably do this again. Mm-hmm. And that is just the cycle, and you'll just jump right back on the horse. And I knew that. I also got cancer, so that helped.
I was going to ask. I didn't want to bring it up because that's not the focus. But I would think when somebody gets a diagnosis like that, and of course you need to treat your body like a temple when you're going through those treatments. And it was probably at one point easier not to drink because mm-hmm. you knew, like, I need to do this for my health and for my life.
Yes.
But when you get that news, I think I'd want to drink.
Well, you would say that, but I do know people that have had lung cancer and continue to smoke through their lung cancer fight.
It's crazy when you go to the cancer hospital and see people smoking outdoors. Yeah, people don't stop. Vices are hard to quit. But no, that wasn't the reason I stopped, but it definitely helped. So after a year, I wanted to share everything I've learned from my first 365 days. And number one, I think, is actually pretty obvious.
You hate working with us.
Yeah. Easy to do when you're buzzed.
Number one, the Bird Show.
Real drunk.
Drunk people are really annoying.
Yes.
Yes, right.
I knew that conceptually, but like, I was always drunk when I was around drunk people. So, yes. Like, seeing that in real time, like, shut up. Oh, my God.
When I've gone through these cycles also that you initially went through, right? And I stopped drinking around people that were drinking. I was home by 9:30 or 10 o'clock every night, just realizing, like, this is not fun at all, man.
With more money in your pocket, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard to last. It's so hard to last. But what helps me is number two. Being around drunk people while drinking a club soda with a lime It makes you feel drunk.
Oh,
really?
Like you're like you're like drunk by osmosis.
I don't know if like my brain is like just super malleable, but like the placebo effect works really well for me.
Nice.
So if I have a club soda and a lime, and I'm like standing next to Mikey, who's like, Rebecca, you're so funny, Rebecca. I'm like, I'm on your level. I get that. It literally is like osmosis. Mm. Number three, it's a little bit of a bummer. And I don't want to bring the show down, but it has to be said. Mocktails are always really bad.
Are they?
They're terrible.
Yeah, they're not the best.
They're just so bad.
Never had one.
I've never...
never tried it out.
I have never been able to finish a mocktail because mocktails are just like the most sugary juice that they could think of. Mm. Or it's like a bartender throws all of like the old fruit that he has on the bar and just muddles it into a glass of club soda. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, here's your mocktail. Just drink like a club soda or a Diet Coke. You don't have to pretend that you're drinking. It doesn't work. I'll just drink water.
Let's honor Mo here for a second also that he has been mocktail free for a year.
I've been mocktail free for my entire life.
Well done.
Thank you.
Hi, Mo.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
This brings me to a tip, which is that sober people need to carry cash on them. I have never carried cash in my life. And I know not all sober people like to go to bars, but I still like to hang out with people and go to bars. Bartenders usually don't charge you when you just get like a Diet Coke mm-hmm. or a club soda, but then you feel really bad because you're not giving them any money. So I don't rob me because I'm literally carrying cash so I can like tip bartenders mm-hmm. for giving me water. That is so important.
Very kind of you mm-hmm. and very thoughtful.
Thank you.
And that's only something a sober person would think of.
True. Who would think this? So number five is really the hard truth. And that is I'm not as fun as I was when I would drink. I'm not as fun sober.
Oh, you're not fun, Becca?
No, I'm not fun, Becca. This is something that I really honestly was scared about. I was scared that when I stopped drinking, I would lose like a big chunk of my funness. And the truth is that that has happened. I am not as wild. I'm not as spontaneous. I'm not being left at the bar alone and making a huge group of new friends that I don't remember mm-hmm. the next day and still have on my Instagram. And I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. My inhibitions are here. They're not going anywhere because I don't have that liquid courage anymore. Mm-hmm. But the truth is those positive parts of me that came out when I was drinking, they're still there. Mm-hmm. They're still inside. Mm-hmm. I just have to work extra hard to bring them out. And I know that the people around me who love me and care for me, they appreciate that. And they enjoy that about me. So I like that.
It's been a journey.
Hey, we love sober Rebecca.
Yeah. Club soda on me.
This is a good time again to plug this book that I was turned on to. And I'm not getting an endorsement fee or anything. It's just a very effective book. I think Bart read it also. Kristen.
Several times.
If you are really ready and you're scared to make that switch to total sobriety, This Naked Mind is such a great book. And what it does is it really steals and robs every excuse that you have ever given to continue to drink and proves that what you're saying to yourself is wrong. And it's just the push that you might need. And again, it's called This Naked Mind.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.